Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Love these fries.
If you love them so much, why don't you marry them? Can I have some?
Sure, Cindy, go ahead.
Oh, God, these are good.
Cindy, can you leave some for us? I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back. I certainly hope you're well. Phone line is open, 813-693-2124. Google Voice did not have any 727 numbers when I got that. Can you believe that? I can't either. Welcome to the show, folks. I hope you're well. I'm doing okay. I'm frustrated. Again, what a shocker. I'm concerned about, at this point, the mental health of people that I know. They're insane. Literally insane at this point. I saw... I get accused of being, you know, right-wing all the time by my friends. And I've told you guys a bunch of times, I've taken the political compass test. I am at zero on the left versus right scale, -4 libertarian on libertarian and authoritarian scale. It's a four-dimensional graph that they have. I'm as moderate as it gets, but I'm get accused of being right-wing because people are so left-wing. It's crazy, and I know I live in St. Petersburg. It's a left city. I get it. But oh my God, it's getting to be a little much. I saw a Facebook post the other day, and it's from a guy. He's actually been on this show at one point. Nice guy. Had a good time hanging out with him. But he goes, hey, so I know this is a really weird request that I have, but does anybody know of a person in the Tampa Bay area who is displaying and waving both the Confederate flag and the Nazi flag out in front of their home? I need to get some footage for a film that I'm making. What? You really think that in the Tampa Bay area, you're going to find someone flying a Nazi flag? Are you out of your mind? That doesn't exist, dude. Go outside, look with your eyeballs, look around you, and see where you're at. These things don't exist. I don't know why people want them to be real so bad. It frustrating, number one, but it's just like, Jesus, what a scary world you live in inside of your mind if you think these things are happening. I've seen the Confederate flags a handful of times around here, not in St. Petersburg, that's for sure, but if you travel, you know, around, occasionally you'll see somebody with a Confederate flag. And we talked to, I can't remember that guy's name, when I went to the Trump rally a few weeks ago, Donnie or something, and he's, you know, part of some flag conservation society, and he explained his point of view on the Confederate flag. It seemed reasonable to me. I don't remember what it was, but I remember I was like, oh, that seems reasonable. But a Nazi flag? I've been alive 33 years. I have never seen anybody fly a Nazi flag ever. It doesn't exist. There's probably some guy in Idaho or something that has a flag on a few acres of land and he doesn't leave his house and he's some lunatic. That probably does exist. I will give you that. But in the Tampa Bay area, are you out of your mind? They're delusional. The hysteria is at an all-time high. I told my friend, I was like, I'm off Facebook. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. But I have to run my frickin' pages that I run. Speaking of, go follow HMB Radio on Facebook and Radio St. Pete and Stay Woke. Just type it in. You can find those. But I have to run those pages. And then I was like, well, you know, I guess I could create a dummy account and just make myself an admin on those pages and just run my pages from a dummy account. But then I can't do Bumble and Tinder and stuff. So I'm stuck being on Facebook. And I can't help myself. It's crack. I mean, I'm addicted to it. Clearly, I have it. I look at it all the time. I don't really post on it anymore because I get yelled at by morons. But I still have it up and looking and reading what people are saying. And it's just, I don't know. I feel like, am I missing something? I don't know what's going on. But it just seems like whatever this president does that we have, people just take the opposite point of view no matter how insane it is. You got this Cuomo guy from New York saying America was never great. It's just crazy, man. I mean, it's always needs some work, sure, but it's probably been the greatest society that mankind has ever known so far, believe it or not. It's been dark times in the world for the most part, and this is as good as it's gotten, and I hope it gets better. God, I hope it gets better. But people are just taking point of views just to come into conflict with this president we have now, to their own peril, I think. And I was thinking about this guy who wants to find a Nazi flag. You know what's going to happen? He's going to, out of desperation, because he can't find this thing, because it doesn't exist in nature, he's going to go and purchase one of these flags on the internet, and he's going to buy his Confederate flag. And he's going to go outside of his house and he's going to raise it above his house. He's going to get his camera out and he's going to videotape his B-roll that he needs. And then he can condemn this awful act and proof of this crazy world that they've invented inside of their heads. And then a neighbor is going to see, come outside and be like, holy God, there's somebody flying a goddamn Nazi flag out there. Take pictures of it. Call the Times. Call the police. The Times are going to write an article about how white supremacy is alive and thriving in St. Petersburg. Look at this idiot. Look at this guy flying a goddamn Nazi flag outside of his house. What a wicked web we weave. It's just, oh my God. I can just see it happening. The only time somebody sent me DH, this guy, I don't know who he is. I think, I don't know if I know him or he just, we. You know, he's a good Twitterer, though, if you haven't followed this guy. D.H. in, now it's Denver. It used to be in Tampa, but I guess he moved to Denver. And I don't know if I know him personally, and he just has, like, kind of an anonymous account. But he sent me a story because we were kind of laughing about it because it's just this crazy narrative that isn't true. And they're trying to prove that it's true by asking somebody to help them find this imaginary thing. But he sent me this story about some guy in San Francisco hung up, flew a Nazi flag outside of his house in protest, of course, but everybody thought it was real because people are complete morons, I guess, or just desperately want to believe this things that they believe. When people are confronted with facts that dispute their point of view, they become more steadfast in their beliefs. Cognitive dissonance, I believe they call it. It's a really awful part of human psychology. But, I, you know, even I think about it, am I missing something, really? Because everything that I see, this Russia stuff, you know, I was talking, my boss at my day job, they're right-wing dudes. So I interact with them, I talk to them, and, you know, they're saying, well, there's no evidence of the Russian collusion. Well, that's not really true. I mean, but people have been meddling in elections since the beginning of time. People were acting like this is a new thing. It's not. It's been going on a long time. We've been doing it. Russia's been doing it. China's doing it. Everybody's doing it. And Russia did a really good job with this last one, with the Twitter and stuff. I mean, that's just we know this to be true, that they had these fake news farms where they were tweeting out stuff. But I don't think that there's any evidence that this president has directly, colluded with the Russians to change votes or something like that. That doesn't seem to be the case. There's been no evidence of that. And if there is, yeah, let's do something about it for sure. But it's been this investigation's been going on for years, and so far, nothing. Zilch. I mean, they would have found something by now. And if you look hard enough, you're going to find something eventually. So I will not be surprised if after the November elections, Mueller comes out with his report and they find something that they could potentially impeach him on. And we'll see what happens, man. I don't know. But I'm just so frustrated with everybody. I watched, there's this guy, Tim Pool, that I like. He used to be a reporter for Vice. And he's kind of doing like an independent YouTube channel, and he talks about, you know, social issues that are going on in the world, and he goes to these protests and just live streams. And I like it because it's not really him talking or anything. He just kind of goes to these places that, you know, Charlottesville, and just kind of runs his camera, walks around and shows what happened. He was in Portland a few weeks ago. There's this group, Patriot Prayer. Joey Gibson is this guy up there. He's just a conservative dude, a Christian conservative, who's running for office up in Portland. And I saw my friends posting articles from Huffington Post, distributed by Yahoo, showing that right-wing extremists, a Christian group, was beating up Antifa and, just protesters against them. I watched the live stream. That is not what I saw there. And I heard Tim's reporting. Tim is right. He's a moderate. He's right down the middle. He tries not to pick a side. Everybody's got their bias. I get it. But he seems to be pretty moderate to me and just is after the truth. And I watched that Joey Gibson guy go up, walk through this crowd, and get punched and hit, and he didn't touch any of them. And, you know, you got these left-wing journalists who are part of Antifa. And they are just saying, nope, it's the opposite of that. They're getting attacked and getting beat up, and they're just defending themselves. It's a lie, dude. And people don't dig deep enough. They don't really care. You know, they have their own biases, and they want info that confirms that they're right. So these people post these things on Facebook without questioning it, without looking into it. There's no curiosity. Just, yep, this is proof of what I want, so here we go. And it's a lie, dude. You're wrong. Look, this information is in front of you on the internet. The internet's a great place. It's a terrible place, too. But it is a great place. You can find this information at your fingertips whenever you want it. But I'm just frustrated, man. Part of me just wants to throw my computer in the trash, and then the other part of me just wants to get well-informed as I can get. But, I don't know. It's crazy. So good luck, dude, on finding your guy flying the Confederate and Nazi flag for your documentary movie, you moron. 813-693-2124 is the number here. HMBRadio.com is the website. Check out RadioSaintPete.com as well. We got TampaBayPodcast.com. There's so many websites going on. Follow me on Twitter at @home_made_man. And Radio St. Pete is just Radio St. Pete. Same thing with Instagram. Instagrams. Same handle. @home_made_man. I got to get rid of those underscores, but I feel like it's too late at this point. This podcast is brought to you by Tap House 61. That's right. Tap House 61.com, 2061 Central Avenue. Wednesday night is trivia night. So if you're smart, you can go to friggin' Tap House, prove it, win some Tap House cash, get beers for free, get food. You know, you can spend this on whatever you want. Just John and the trivia crew up there, best trivia night in town. Check it out. Wednesday nights, taphouse61.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
Pinellas deputies seek driver who ran over a gopher tortoise in Dunedin. This from Bay News 9. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office is working to identify the person responsible for running over a protected gopher tortoise in Dunedin on Saturday, August 11th. Deputies received a call from a citizen who found the badly injured tortoise on a bus circle at San Jose Elementary School. Deputies were able to review the surveillance camera at the school and observe the driver slow down and then come to a complete stop as the tortoise crossed the roadway. Once the tortoise crawled in front of the vehicle, the driver accelerated, running over the animal with the vehicle's front left tire. Officials said that the vehicle continued through the bus circle and exited southbound onto St. Helen Drive. The gopher tortoise is listed as a threatened species in Florida. Both the tortoise and its burrow are protected under state law. Officials say the vehicle is possibly light blue or silver in color and equipped with a sunroof and five-spoke wheels. Anyone with information are asked to call Sergeant Wendell at 727-582-6200 or Crime Stoppers at 800-873-TIPS. What a psycho. Potential serial killer out there, folks. I saw, too, I kind of thought this was an old wives' tale type thing where you talked about where people, like, killing pets and stuff, but that's real. I saw a Reddit post today in the St. Pete Reddit, and somebody in a Jungle Prada neighborhood found their cat with its head cut off in their yard and tail cut off. So there's some lunatic running around town just killing animals. Now, I guess if maybe they just had a vendetta against this person, but what kind of freak, I mean, cuts the head? I mean, I could see maybe poisoning the animal or something, you know, but that's serial killer type stuff where you cut its head off. It's really scary, and that's the common connection that these serial killers have with when they're, like, kids, they kill animals and stuff. So it's a little concerning that this person's walking around St. Petersburg, you know, murdering animals. So, yeah, let's catch this idiot who ran over a turtle. A turtle seems, you know, or not a turtle, a tortoise. A cat seems worse to me, but you don't want to mess with a tortoise either, man. Come on. 800-873-TIPS if you know this idiot who killed this tortoise. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. TruvySalonandSpa.com. That's Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. That's right. Chrissy Parker, cutting hair, doing nails, doing her thing, cuts men's hair, cuts ladies' hair, friggin' has a lady come in with Botox once a month, and you can get the friggin' stuff shot in your face, and it'll just smooth everything out, smooth as a baby's bottom. Look good, feel good, get a haircut. You deserve it. 89084 Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Do it. TruvySalonandSpa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSt.Pete.com.
This week on Stay Woke, there was a big report from Pennsylvania that got released. The Catholic Church, man, again, getting into it with these freaking priests that are, you know, molesting kids and stuff. And there's, like, a bunch of them. This isn't a few incidents. Over many years, a 900-page report was released. I don't know what the period of time was, but it was over, I don't know, a couple decades or something. But, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of these priests, not incidents, but priests themselves who were, you know, involved in these activities. What the hell is going on? We talked about it on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is on 102.5 The Bone, weekday nights at midnight. I co-host that show with Anna Hummel, and you can download the app. If you're not up at midnight, download the 102.5 The Bone app, and you can listen to the show on demand. It replays 24 hours a day, so if you miss it, you can listen to it in its entirety there. Grab the Radio St. Pete app, too. You know, just search Radio St. Pete in iTunes, Google Play. And let's listen to a little bit of, we have some theories about what's going on with the Catholics, with the Catholic Church here, and diddling kids. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
301 predator priests named in a Pennsylvania grand jury sex abuse report. So 301 priests have been caught and exposed that they were molesting kids.
Now, was this just in Pennsylvania alone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you can see the breakdown, I put the link on our little prep thing. Most 99 of them have been found and exposed in Pittsburgh. And then there's Greensburg, Erie, Scranton, all areas over here, all over the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty sad. And we're going to hear a little bit of the actual report right here, right now. I want to make sure I'm not playing two things at once. All right, here we go. Okay, here we go.
Priests gave their favored boys gifts. gold crosses to wear as necklaces. The crosses were markings of which boys had been groomed for abuse.
Hundreds of priests in the Catholic Church, both past and present, are accused of sexual abuse. In a grand jury report just released, the allegations date back decades, and there could be thousands of additional victims. More than 300 so-called predator priests were identified in this report. About a third of the people named are from the Pittsburgh diocese.
20 are from the Greensburg diocese. The report also alleges the church took steps to cover up the abuse. Our coverage begins with Andy Sheehan.
99 priests are named in the diocese of
But a bitch ain't one. I'm so sorry.
Pittsburgh alone, accused of heinous acts of sexually abusing young people, all covered up by bishops and church leaders.
You see, church officials routinely and purposefully described the abuse as...
This guy's name is Josh Shapiro. Not a Catholic.
No.
Not a Catholic.
As horseplay and wrestling and inappropriate contact. It was none of those things. It was child sexual abuse, including rape, committed by grown men, priests, against children.
The report does not pull punches with graphic details of convicted priests like Robert Walk of St. Thomas More in Bethel.
All right. Well, we started talking about this in Johnny's show, and it got people pretty lit up, and it got me excited. I always love to talk about religion and me being an atheist. I feel like we haven't really done a good, long, hard segment on it, and this has just popped out of the news. I didn't hear about this before. I didn't even hear any foreshadowing, foreboding. It was just, boom, woke up, and 301 priests have been exposed and turned in for sexual abuse.
Yeah, it seems to be indicative of some sort of pattern at this point. Where you're talking 99 in... Oh, that's just in Pittsburgh.
Just
oh, my God.
This is all in Pennsylvania.
Oh
all 301
God.
Were in
How
Pennsylvania.
How many priests are there in Pennsylvania?
A lot, apparently.
Good
but
God.
I feel like this has got to be, what, at least like 10%. Like, Jesus Christ, right?
I would think that's every single priest in Pennsylvania. How many could they possibly have? My God. This is it's crazy, man. I mean, I know somebody close to me had an experience with a priest, an older man in my life, and he didn't really actually tell me about it. Somebody else told me about it. But when he was a kid, he was Catholic, so he went to the camps and stuff. And
in Florida?
I think it was Pennsylvania, actually,
okay.
now that I think about
it.
And I guess the priest used to kind of encourage the boys to strip down to their skibbies and kind of wrestle each other, and he would kind of watch the boys wrestle each other, and he didn't really say much more than that. But it probably went farther than that.
Oh,
right?
I would assume
that's like the beginning of the grooming, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, groomers don't just—they're not like full blown. They attack you behind a bush and rape you, sort of a thing. They groom you. They make it so that you feel comfortable, so that they trust you, they know you, and then you know you ask for a small favor, and then they say yes, and they you know that's okay, and they groom you and they pet your head and they coax you more, and they're also working with kids, you know, so they listen to authority. They're scared of authority. They think you know more than they do, and they're told by their parents that you're their, you know, their religious leader who they should look up to.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not even like a, you know, a principal or a police officer. This is a direct line to God,
access to God, right?
Yeah, that's gonna give you even more. I mean, I would imagine there's not much somebody more authoritative than that in your life if you're a religious person.
No, not at all. And so people know, I would say by now, that I'm an atheist. Outward atheist. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about it at the beginning of Johnny's show a bit. And we had some people calling in, and they got lit up. So I kind of want to light you guys up and hear what you have to say. 727-579-1025. I did get a message from a listener, and I want to read it.
Okay.
So I can answer it, because there's a question in there.
It says,
Anna, you're the best. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And I don't believe in God either. But aren't you afraid to alienate your listeners? No, I'm not. As long as you have some sort of reaction to me, this is what my superiors tell me, that if you love me or you hate me, I'm doing my job.
Sure, and I'm kind of the counterbalance, I think, with you and your religion thing.
Yeah. So if you absolutely despise me or you completely love me, then I'm doing something right. It's when you no longer have a reaction to me that I'm losing followers, that I'm losing listeners, that I'm not doing my job. You're on Stay Woke. With whom am I speaking?
Hi, it's Shane.
Hey, Shane, what's up?
I missed the last little bit because I got out of the car.
That's but, okay.
My dad was born in Liverpool, and his family was all Catholic.
Okay.
So he started there and then moved to St. Pete. Mm. And he told me about how, like, it was real creepy. He never, by the way, he's like a devout atheist, like a bleed heart atheist at this point.
Okay.
I try to tell him, like, don't preach one way or the other. I try to be, like, agnostic and just remain indifferent.
Okay.
But he said that he remembers the priest, like, stroking his neck and his hair and stuff. Like, and that creeped him out as a boy. On both continents. You know what I mean?
On both continents.
Like, yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. What? To hear this. And are you guys surprised that there's, I mean, I guess there's a lot in Pennsylvania. I would say that it is a 300 is a lot for one state.
That's just what's been exposed again. So, I mean, there could be more. And this is, again, just in Pennsylvania alone. God knows what else is going on in the other states.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's something necessarily just in the water in Pennsylvania. I'm sure this is a problem, you know, probably worldwide. And no, I mean, the Catholic Church has been under scrutiny for many, many years of covering up for these priests. So, no, I'm not really surprised. But that number is shocking to me. You know, maybe you think maybe a few of them, but gosh, 300 in one state? I mean, that's insane.
This is going back decades, though. Yeah, this is going back decades. So.
Still.
Yeah.
Right, true. But still, it's one diocese or maybe several dioceses.
Yeah, I said six, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
What do you attribute the problem to? What do you think it is about the Catholic Church that kind of has these people present in their presence?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I do think that, like, a vow of celibacy, that's pretty extreme for a male.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something else going on there.
Right.
You know? And then, I mean, this goes back thousands of years, I imagine. But if they had access to just, like, conjugal visits, maybe they wouldn't rape the little boys.
Well, and I've always thought about this. This is something that I pose again and again. Is it the fact that they're pushed into these restrictive sort of lifestyles, like you said, as a male, and they're not allowed to masturbate, which is ridiculous. You're fine. You should be able to masturbate. You can't masturbate. You can't bang anybody. So you have to live these lives of celibacy, like you said. So is that the reason why they're finding these outlets? Or are you a freaking pedophile and you're like, how can I get close to kids and groom them and have sex with them and not get in trouble? I'm going to be a Catholic priest.
Anna, maybe these individuals came up in the church and they're used to that. Maybe that's normal to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's true too. If you're abused, you have a higher likelihood to abuse in the future.
But it had to start somewhere, you know. I'm trying to find the chicken or the egg here. Like, how did it get started? I mean, I would agree with you. I think maybe it's not that it can't be both. It could possibly be both.
Yeah,
that they have these propensities, you know, maybe they don't fit in society anywhere else. And then they have this place where they're able to have sex with these young boys, and it looks like girls.
They have power there.
They have power, and they are also in a system that is protecting them. Like Johnny stated earlier, when they were caught, and they said not only are these people that were the predator priests that got in trouble, but people who were covering for them, like cardinals, bishops, things like that. They were covering for them. So when they found out about this, or when word was getting out, they would. Exactly. They would just relocate them to a different diocese or a different church or something.
Right.
So it would cover up for it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not a Christian or I don't profess any religion.
Yeah.
Just like you. But I don't claim to be an atheist. I just say, well, I don't know. I'll find out maybe, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but don't you... I understand you don't know. I mean, I don't know either. Categorically...
I do understand Nietzsche. When you said God is dead, I was like... pumping my fist.
I mean, I don't believe God is dead. I just, he never was or she, whatever.
What
yeah.
Meant.
No, I understand.
Meant, like the idea of religion. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean? I was like, yes, exactly.
Right. But I mean, for me, I am categorically an agnostic, I suppose. Like, sure, you can't prove God doesn't exist either. But again, that's not how science operates. You try to prove what does exist. You know, you don't prove the absence of something. So for me, I just don't believe in anything that doesn't have any credible evidence, right? So like, I don't believe in unicorns and fairies. I don't consider myself an agnostic when it comes to unicorns and fairies. I say definitively, there's no evidence for that. I don't believe in mermaids. Like all these things, God is one of those things for me. God is in the fairy unicorn department. You know, it's nothing different.
So I think sometimes too, though, like I think like the idea of a higher power, you know, because we all fear death, or maybe we
sure don't, because you're a living being, you're supposed to stay alive and procreate. Yeah, so you fear death.
What the unknown is.
Sure.
So I feel like sometimes it can help people, and you know, I don't fault them for that. You know.
No, I don't. I don't fault people for anything. But I find it quarrelsome. I find it curious why people are often offended by my stance. Like if I were here and I was saying, oh, God's great. Yeah, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, yeah, rah, rah, love Jesus. You know, stay strong. You know, pray to God. People would be like, oh, cool. That's great. But if I say I don't believe in God, I don't think God's real. People just freak out at me. I get all these hate messages and I don't understand why my beliefs offend you. Please call in. I want to hear about it.
I was not offended.
Yeah, no, I know you're not, but not you personally.
I want them to call in.
Yeah, I think they are doing it. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, man. We really appreciate your phone call.
No, thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, is this the Real Raw Radio?
This is. With whom are we speaking?
Sorry?
What's your name, and are you Canadian?
I am.
Oh, I knew it.
That's awesome.
She said sorry.
Yeah, you did. How are you? How are you, hon?
I'm okay. Am I actually on the radio now?
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
You're on the radio.
Are.
Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness, because my radio must be delayed because I'm not hearing.
No, it's not just yours. It's everybody. So in case you say, like, an F word or C word, I have to dump you out. And then, so we have some time.
Mm-hmm. Don't listen to the radio. Okay. Listen to us here on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I won't listen to the radio.
All right, what can we do you for?
Are you guys still taking calls about the whole priest?
Oh, absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Oh, I hear myself now. Okay, yeah, I was just calling in. I'm not Catholic. I'm Jewish.
Okay.
So I don't know how much this opinion is going to matter, but personally, I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that these priests are celibate.
Okay.
Because I don't think that there's any... Like, if you tell a man, you know, you have to be celibate, okay, and you're telling these priests you have to be celibate, this is a vow you have to take in order to become a priest.
Right.
There is no way to me that if, let's say, you know, after a few years or whatever, and they just get really horny and they're like, I got to have sex. There's no way to me that they're going to say, if they don't have these urges to begin with, that they're going to say, you know what, it's okay to have sex with a child, but it's not okay to have sex with an adult who's of age, a woman or a man or whatever.
Well, maybe it's also that the kids are going to keep quiet.
Well, let me throw this theory out at you, too. Now, you have to be celibate to become a priest. Maybe if they have these feelings inside of them already and they're like, oh, my God, I can't do this. I'll just become a priest so that way I can't, act on these things because God says I can't. And then they try. And then after years, these emotions and these feelings just overwhelm them. And then they end up diddling a kid.
But I understand what you're saying, but if you want to be, if they want to be, you know, these people of Jesus or whatever, and they mm-hmm. want to be these higher, you know, and you have these urges, why would you put yourself in a situation where right. you would then, you know, after years and years, like you're saying.
I think they think that maybe they'll be able to control it. That's probably, they're like, I can handle this. I'll, join the church and the God will, if they really believe in God, they'll just, you know,
pray
God,
to God,
please don't let me diddle kids, please. And then one day they just end up.
I agree with you.
Putting yourself in that situation, like putting
right.
yourself around kids, and you know it's wrong. And if you're, you know, unless you have these urges and you don't think it's wrong, like you're one of those NAMBLA people, but if you have these urges and you know it's wrong and you know it's harmful and you know you shouldn't do it, and you purposely put yourself in a situation
mm-hmm.
where you're being alone with kids and around kids and you have this power dynamic.
Yeah. No, I think that doesn't make any sense. Right. I mean, and here's the thing. There's millions of Catholics worldwide that are not priests. You know what I mean? So you could be a good, pious Catholic and not be a priest. You are voluntarily putting yourself into the priesthood, so you probably already want to have sex with little boys, and this is just your way to do it.
So, the Canadian Jew, is your theory then that they're just they're joining the church just so they can molest children? That's the end game for them?
I don't know because I don't have really much experience with the Catholic Church. So I you know, like my experience growing up in my synagogue was this is unheard of. I mean, I'm sure if it's happened with rabbis, it's like a very small percentage. I can't because I remember growing up and being alone with rabbis or mentors, and you never heard of these things. So it's very difficult for me to say they're purposely joining the priesthood to be with children. But it just seems to me that if I can't say, because like that other priest, if he even was a priest, who called in and was yelling at Anna,
yeah,
like, first of all, who the hell are you? It's her. Don't tell them what you can and can't say, number one. Number two, tell him, sister. Like, number two, if you don't like it, turn off the radio.
Right.
Telling people, you know, everyone has their opinion. But anyways, I can't say if they're joining the priesthood for that reason. I'm sure, like, he was saying there's many priests that don't, and he's saying it's an issue with deviance in the north. Like, what the hell does that even mean?
Yeah, he was an idiot, and to be honest with you, we don't think that he even was a priest. But I listen, we got 301, right? 301 predator priests. Why aren't we doing some studies? Like, let's do some psychological studies on these guys and try to figure out what the hell is going on. Have there been any studies on priests? Because, I mean, once they become a criminal, I feel like they no longer become, you know, areas of potential data. This is really rich data I feel like we could tap into and try to understand the psychology of what the hell is going on. And maybe, you know, because I was also thinking, maybe it's also men that were, I don't want to say incels, but kind of possibly that they, like, you look at these priests and you're like, oy vey, no women are going to find these guys attractive, you know, and they go into these priesthoods and they're sexual deviants anyways. And I don't know. I don't know if it's that they're even attracted to kids, because a lot of people afflict or inflict pain on others, not necessarily because they're attracted to them, but it's a power thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, or like you said, they were abused before somehow, or maybe they're taking it out on women's kids, or, you know, something like that. And not only that, they're protected by the system and they are praised by their community. Like, they got it made, you know, as a pedophile.
That's the thing, like, I was just going to answer. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't know your name, the man.
Will.
So. Nobody does, honey. It's okay.
Just call me. Okay. But,
no, you asked me, do you think they purposely join? I can't answer that, but what I can say is that if you are someone with these urges and you don't try to go away from them and know that they're harmful and that they shouldn't be acted upon and you want to do it, it seems like being a priest and joining the priesthood is the perfect place to do it. You have access to kids. No one can. The Catholic Church has allowed this for so long, and how many, for decades and hundreds of years, it's been going on. And they look at Spotlight and all of these exposés and everything, and we know about it. And the Catholic Church is just moving them around and moving them along, and nothing is being done. Now we're 2018, and these are still coming out, these stories. Like, how? I just don't understand. I don't understand how they're moving these priests. They know about this. There have been multiple accusations, and they're just not investigating and just move the priest to another. How?
I know. Well, so you're saying you will not be dating a Catholic man. Is that correct to assume?
You put words in my mouth, Anna, number one. Mm. Number two, I don't think my Bubby would be okay with me.
Yeah, Bubby's not going to be happy. No. Bubby's not going to be happy. All right. J-date only.
Yeah.
J-swipe or J-date's too expensive.
Oh, okay. You have to pay for, of course you have to pay for J-date. But they know Jews are not going to pay for a dating service. What were they thinking?
No, I'm J-swipe all the way.
J-swipe. Okay. All right. J-swipe. All right, lady. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate the input. It was fantastic.
Thanks. Have a great night, guys.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right. There we go. Stay woke. Midnight's 102.5 The Bone. Download the Bone app, 102.5 The Bone, in the Google Play iTunes store, so you can listen at your leisure to hear about what some 30-somethings think about the world. What could be more grand? Before I get out of here, I want to say thank you very much to homemadepodcasts.com. Why do I like this company? Well, it's my company. It's a podcast consulting company, a media consulting company. You know, why limit myself? If you're an individual who doesn't know how to podcast but wants to, I can help you if you give me a little bit of money. For anything from hardware to software to just getting set up, RSS feeds, I got you, man. Just give me a few shekels, and we'll get it done. If you're a small business that wants to create some sort of audio content for your site to reach new and existing customers, well, I'm your boy. HomemadePodcasts.com. Visit the website HMBRadio.com. That's for this podcast website. And check out RadioSaintPete.com, of course. 813-693-4444. 2124 is the number here. If you want to get a hold of the program, leave a text or voicemail. That's the number to do it. 813-693-2124. Maybe even you're a business that's, you know, it's got some extra cash. You want to advertise and support a local, you know, young man who's out there trying to get some things done and can read your product. And, you know, maybe. Yeah, just hmbradio.com. There's a contact page if you're interested in that sort of thing. And all right, that's been the Homemade Broadcast for the week. I hope you enjoy your week. I hope you're nice to your fellow man. I hope you look up your sources that you're reading. Try to find the truth. It's out there somewhere, man. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next. Indie Circuit after that. If you're listening on podcast, you're the best. Thank you very much. Subscribe if you haven't. Give it a 5-star rating. Only takes a second. Really helps me out. And I appreciate you. I love you. Get some stickers. Visit hmbradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll send you some. I hope you have a fantastic week. Is that it? Yeah, I guess that's probably it. My name is William Kuntz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is it. Has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.